Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
And let's not forget the website, folks, CraigJamesFinancial.com. CraigJamesFinancial.com. Not only great info, but you pre-register on the site to get involved with all of the great webinars and events. Had one yesterday right after the show, and the Ferentino 15. He's got another one tonight. We'll talk about that. A day in which the Dow lost 339, and at the close, futures is up, though, about 159 or so as we speak. As we see what your Thursday brings. Sir, how are you? How you feeling? Everything okay?
Yeah, we're still on the mend, Jay, but we're every day is a healthier and healthier day. That's the way I look at it. So yes, and we're actively busy. I'm really booked in the office. Two presentations, as you talked about. We talked about the great resignation yesterday at 9 in the morning, and how a lot of workers are leaving. There's a couple of theories as to why that is. One of them is such that that when people are faced with death, particularly the, you know, the 30 to 40 year old group or so, that you know, they rethink their lives. You know, just like if you had a good friend die. That's one of the theories anyway. Another theory is that there's too much government stimulus, and so it was a very, very good presentation. Excellent feedback by your listeners, of course, Jay. So it was awesome to give that. And at night, we had another great turnout on the taxes and retirement, as we talked about capital gains income and Social Security tax, the three main ones that'll hit you when you're retired. So very, very important. Both well attended and very insightful. We got a lot of good feedback on those. All right, let's get started. Yeah, so we did have a down day today, yesterday. And as you said, at 4 o'clock, thankfully, the president spoke, not during the markets when the markets were open, exactly 4 o'clock. As a matter of fact, he was right on time. And went on for a proceeded for about an hour and 45 minutes, which I heard on my way home. No comments there. This morning, we get initial jobless claims at 8:30, continuing claims at 8:30. I don't know, Jay, you could comment. Philadelphia Fed business outlook. Existing home sales comes out at 10. We're going to see how the job market is at 8:30 this morning. So all eyes are going to be on that just in another hour or so. We also get existing home sales. Are homes getting weaker now that interest rates are creeping up? The 30-year mortgage is starting to go higher, well into the threes. We got travelers coming out. The insurance company, the call's going on right now. American Airlines at 7, Northern Trust 7:35. At 4 o'clock today, we get the results of Netflix. Is the people going back to work, is that affected? They're still adding subscribers. We'll take a look at that when they announce today after the close. That'll be the first sort of like a tech company of this quarter be coming out with some news. We have some other news here, Jay. Very, very important also. Procter & Gamble has decided, breaking news, to raise its price. It's going to get a little more expensive to clean up your act. Tide and Gain detergent, among other things that Procter & Gamble has, they're raising their prices across the board 8% due to transportation costs, fuel costs, et cetera, et cetera. Coca-Cola is giving its cans a makeover, using the timeout to start to really have redo what Coke looks like, at least when you buy it. There's still a lot of fallout from the Activision Microsoft deal yesterday that took place. Microsoft, which has a Game Pass, probably the most popular feature for anybody that plays games, took over the well-known company called Activision, which has Call of Duty, Candy Crush, and a bunch of others. And Microsoft itself has Halo. It puts a war. It makes Microsoft the third largest game maker behind, I think it's behind Tencent. and behind Sony. Sony's number one with the PlayStation, Microsoft number three with Xbox, and you got Tencent in the middle there. So we'll see how this heats up, because I think this is going to be very interesting, and it puts other gaming companies in play. We had a famous sports figure pass away recently, John Madden, as you know, and he's got a game attached to him, and there's a company attached to the game. So that's just many other opportunities, and any game makers are out there too that could be very, very interesting. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but you know, for these companies to remain big, they're going to have to commit some cash, or maybe if Apple wants to get in, there's just it was so exciting yesterday. I just think it was you know, it's still a lot to talk about. There's a lot of territory to cover. But I think that's one of those areas where you're going to see some consolidation, particularly. All right. We also had some interesting news. The Fed chair, there's this new person who's actually the wife of Jamie Raskin, Senator Raskin, who's running for or is nominated for a major banking position. A little scary there in terms of her position. So a lot of the big banks are very concerned about that. She's going to be really very strong on global warming or global change or whatever the correct word is, and injecting that that kind of thinking into the markets, which really the Fed is one thing and that's another thing, and I don't know how the two merge, but there's an argument that the two will merge, and her nomination is throwing a wrench into everything. But we'll see where that goes, because that's another political thing that could affect your banking, and we can go back to tracking anything over $650 in everybody's account. So people are very concerned about. We had some clients bring that up last night, actually. So Social Security benefit options today. We have, just a huge sign-up for that. I think the largest so far. Social Security benefit options tonight, 7 to 8 o'clock. We're going to show real-world strategies and methods designed for those who are preparing for retirement. And we're going to show you some ways to, we'll show you some of the rules of Social Security or maybe some of the ways that you can maximize it for you and your family.
There you go. You got a lot on the plate. I'll get in the Biden thing one second. But I read also Amazon is making a killing right now. They're hiring a lot of people. I was reading about $20 an hour or more. And I'm talking about benefits galore, maternity, everything. They're hiring a ton of people. And also I was reading they're getting a lot of folks from the hospitality industry. You know, a lot of people in the restaurant business leaving. Interesting how Amazon right now is really luring a lot of people at 20 plus an hour, which is, very interesting to me.
Especially that's the facilities on Long Island, so that's interesting. We'll see how that affects Long Island.
Yeah, we'll see. And one thing on the Biden thing, I called it pathetic. I pretty much saw the whole thing. It was terrible. I mean, this president is so delusional, it's scary. It really is. To say that he has outperformed all expectations in his first year, I don't think I've ever heard a statement of that magnitude, of insane proportions, from a man of his ilk sitting in that. That's scary stuff. You've outperformed? You outperformed what anyone thought would happen? Really? Okay. By the way, nothing on crime yesterday, nothing on the border. Two things I want to hear about. Very disappointing in the questioning, by the way. Very disappointing in the questioning.
Softball.
He got a lot of softballs, Got a lot of softballs. But what do you expect?
I wish, Jay, you were in the audience. You could have hammered him on a few things,
Well, I would have hit him on the border. I would have hit him on the border. We have a fentanyl crisis. Did anyone talk fentanyl with this guy? Fentanyl is killing people beyond. We have over 1,000% increase of fentanyl coming into this country, and it's from the border. And especially somebody asked him about 2024, and he was so confident. He said, "Yes, and yes. Are you going to run?" And it's Kamala, your running mate. Yes, yes. And you knew he was lying. Are you kidding me? You would bring Kamala, even if you ran, you'd bring Kamala back. Unbelievable. Not good. Not good at all, my friend. But we'll see what happens. We'll see when the next. He hasn't had a press conference in 78 days. We'll see when the next one is, by the way.
The good news is that futures are positive, and I was just worried that he might have said something to throw things in the tizzy here, but so far, so good. or maybe
7 o'clock. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're right. He could have thrown everything awry with that.
Or maybe the market's just positive because they're going to keep the stimulus going. That's the weird thing. So I got to delve into it a little bit. But, yeah, maybe they're worried. And so, therefore, the Fed's not going to taper and continue feeding the economy. And that's why the markets are going. But we'll see. Hopefully the markets are going on genuine growth and all that good stuff. But I'll have to do some work on that.
Go futures up 160 as we speak. Don't forget 7 o'clock tonight. You log on, CraigJamesFinancial.com. You register, and you get right in. Wonderful dissertation coming our way tonight from 7 to 8. You got an hour tonight, right? Is it an hour?
Yes, but hopefully it won't take that long, but yes.
All right. It's always good, though. Well, you make it a lot of fun, too. So, you know, you learn, and you get entertained. It's good stuff. Craig Ferrantino, CraigJamesFinancial.com. Thank you, my friend. We'll be listening. Appreciate it all.